11 over. Luke Parker's always in contention. He's a Sydney Swans superstar. He's got a big night coming up at Marvel Stadium for the AFLX competition. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, boys. How are you going?
We're going really well. Thank you, buddy. You're a bolt tonight with Penny Dangerfield and Tom Hawkins, Andrew Gaff, still sidebottom, Luke Hodge. Are you looking forward to it? Have you practiced much prior to getting to in camp with the boys?
I haven't been able to, really. We've been flat out with preseason, so it's kind of rock up yesterday and have a little bit of a chat and kick around, and then I think we'll just wing it on the night.
Sounds like a pretty good plan, I reckon. What about the concept appeals to you?
I think for the kids, just the shorter kind of game. I think being able to play it anywhere, and probably being a little bit less contact, so I can see it being able to be played at schools if they don't have ovals, places where they don't have a lot of area. I think that's what they're trying to achieve.
You're a good person to ask about this, coming from Sydney. Well, that's where you are now. Is AFL building since you've been up there, or is this something that maybe Brisbane, Sydney schools will embrace more than what we currently see in AFL football?
Yeah, I think my time in Sydney, I think it's been going crazy. Just AFL in general, I think I've been to schools where they're putting up the goalposts, and it's always been rugby fields, and now they're putting up football goalposts and more teams and more odd kick, and now even we did the community camps at the start of the week, and seeing the amount of girls who are actually really excited to be signing up is actually really incredible.
It's interesting.
It is good. It's good for the game. I imagine this sort of concept would, as you talked about before, with space restrictions for a lot of areas, particularly in city areas, Luke, that this opportunity to play on a soccer-sized pitch, or even just modify it to a basketball pitch, a basketball court at schools, would make it more attractive, do you reckon?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just another way to get the kids involved, and it's just making it more accessible for everyone.
Have you had a tutorial on the rules yet? Because there's a few quirky ones in there.
Yeah, we did. We had a couple yesterday, so we had a bit of a meeting and went through everything. So, look, I'll probably forget half of them once I'm out there and make a fool of myself, but I'll see how we go.
Now, we were talking Eastern Wood about the tackling, and you're a bull at a gate. You see the ball or the man. I mean, how are you going to rein yourself back in, or how do you think it'll play out physical-wise?
Watching last year, I hardly saw a tackle. So, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think the boys will obviously be a bit wary and not absolutely kill each other, which will be the main thing. I think the boys will look after each other and hopefully still put on a good performance. But who knows? I think the boys can get pretty competitive. So it could be an all-in still.
Hey, Luke, turning our attention to the Swans, will there be a slight changing of the guard in the middle of the ground? Will we see a little bit more of Isaac Heaney and Callum Mills come into the fold in the middle of the ground in 2019?
Yeah, those two boys in particular, and Tommy Papley as well. I think those guys are kind of at that stage. They've all had a few pre-seasons under their belt and playing some really good football, and all of them are in our leadership group now, and I think it just gives us a really good look with some more depth and hopefully a few different looks that we can be able to rest forward and change and do a few little tricks here and there. So those boys will be training. They've been training a lot in the midfield this year, and hopefully we'll see them in there.
And then what about yourself personally? Obviously now you're a massively experienced player. When you're coming into what number preseason is this for you now?
Ninth.
So when you're coming ninth preseason, what are you still looking to improve on? Are you looking to improve more around the contest? Are you looking to improve more when you're playing forward? What still motivates you to back up day in day out for preseason?
Oh, I think for me, the thing is, it doesn't matter how good you played last season. You rock up preseason, you got an 18-year-old, and you go runs around you, and you go, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like, I think I'm out of the team. So, you end up doubting yourself early. Basically, waiting to get that touch back. But for me, it's about, I think I'm starting to really look at the game strategically and not just everything be a bull at a gate and a bit reckless. So it's strategic. Now kind of having that leadership role, opening up my eyes to where going as a whole.
Can I ask you what impact the new rules might have on the Sydney Swans style? Do you think it will affect the way you'll play or set up? Sorry, there you are.
I think with the centre bounces, I think you're a bit more direct with having no drop-off or no spare number behind the ball. So if you're offensively, you can get it in there a bit quicker. But for us, we've been...
We're having some phone issues there with Luke Parker.
It's been tenuous there for a little while.
Yes, just teetering on the edge. I'm keen He'll be part of the box tonight, by the way.
We'll see if we can get him back. The reason is just about Sydney, where they sit.
Because, the questions have been asked, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just interested from his point of view how he sees, you know, where they're at and whether they're going to have to rebuild or whether they just...
They've got to change their style. Wasn't that the consensus at the end of last
season? Well,
that's
right.
Well, he's back and he can answer that question for us. He was halfway through. Apologies for the phone line issues, Luke, but welcome back.
Sorry, boys.
That's all right, buddy. That's all right. So the rules will make a little bit of a difference, and we were just discussing... the style of play that Sydney play and whether or not you think that's going to be able to influence a contest like it used to perhaps, or is a change required under John Longmire a little bit? We're having all sorts of trouble here with Luke. We might just let him go there, I think, Lukey Parker. We appreciate his time. We've got some telecommunication problems. Sometimes can happen, but he'll be at Marvel Stadium tonight. But I think that is a relevant conversation for Sydney.
If the rules are going to make it more free-flowing, high-scoring, the beauty of Sydney, as we know, and why they're so good, was more locked down. Yeah, they got very exciting players, Buddy, etc. But their style was more the other way, wasn't it?
Well, they were great slingshotters.
Yeah.
This one. They would hit the ball with numbers back and sling it forward really quickly.
Can you do that?
And you can do that with Buddy and Menz and those sort of guys.
SCG, Sam Reed's another one. 50-metre arc works there. I wonder, do you think it would have the same advantage as, say, the MCG Whitey with the space between the centre square and the 50-metre line? So you sort of, those guys off the back of the square will be able to probably to get to those midfielders a little bit quicker, potentially.
Maybe the forwards will be set a bit deeper too than perhaps would be the case to be spread out a little bit more on the bigger ground. I think Sydney is one of the most intriguing teams because the last 2 years they've played their football in patches where they've been really... Remember 2 years ago they had that horrendous start and they charged towards the final series and ran out of steam. And then even last year they had that good patch in the middle, but apart from that they were... almost became easy beats at